Week 3. Career focus. You don't have to have it all figured out. 18 to 22 minutes.
The tension we feel late at night. I thought I would feel more settled by now. Instead, I have no idea what I want to do 10 years from now.
Scripture for day 1. Proverbs 16:9.
Why feeling behind is normal, even if it feels like failure.
My daughter loved puzzles as a toddler. Obsessed, really.
What do you think she did first after dumping the pieces out?
Start with the corners, build the border, be a lunatic and start in the middle?
Side note, that last one is why my wife and I no longer do puzzles together.
Nope. She propped up the box cover. She wanted the picture. The end game. Every move she made went back to that image.
Wouldn't it be nice if life worked like that?
Career, relationships, where to live, when to buy a car. Life would still be work, but at least you would know the goal.
Instead, we get the pieces without the box. And that is where the anxiety creeps in.
Because we crave control. But we live in a world that often feels out of control.
Those two things do not play nicely together. Think about what you and your friends have already lived through. The 2008-2009 financial collapse stressed your parents and reshaped households. It took nearly a decade for the economy to recover.
Then COVID hit. The entire world shut down. Schools closed. Jobs vanished. Plans evaporated.
Layer on national anti-racism demonstrations, political unrest, school shootings. And we wonder why stability feels like oxygen. Why control feels essential.
Honestly, that reaction makes sense.
Scripture never shames our desire for stability. In fact, Proverbs tells us that planning is human. It is normal. It is wise.
The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Proverbs 21:5.
The problem is not planning. The problem is when planning becomes the place we look for peace.
Poet and musician Jackie Hill Perry puts it this way.
Obedience today is better than clarity about tomorrow.
Dang. I sometimes wonder how boomers survived world wars and the Great Depression.
I genuinely do not know. But I do know this. The answer for you is not, just toughen up.
Truth that creates direction. One of the biggest stress points in your 20s is career. Where do I work? What do I major in? What is my calling?
We have already talked about this earlier. Your calling is clear. Love God. Love people.
Jesus himself said that everything else hangs on these two commands. Matthew 22:36-40.
That is the picture on the puzzle box. But here's the tension. It's a great picture, but it doesn't tell you your next step.
So let's zoom out before we zoom in. Here is the posture that changes everything.
Be a learner. Be curious. Be willing to discover. Step outside your comfort zone.
Proverbs 18:15 says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out."
That posture alone will reshape how you experience your 20s.
A former coworker of mine named Simon once explained it with an image that stuck with me.
Three rings. In the center ring is the comfort zone. It is where we all want to live.
Easy, predictable, safe.
The next ring out is the learning zone.
The outer ring is fear.
Here is what most of us do. When we are nudged out of our comfort zone, we skip learning and run straight to fear.
Because at least fear is familiar.
This creates a life where everything feels binary. Good or bad, safe or unsafe, win or fail.
But real growth does not happen in comfort or fear. It happens in the learning zone.
That space between what is familiar and what is terrifying is where new skills form, where discernment grows, where God stretches you.
Scripture actually agrees. In their hearts humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps.
Proverbs 16:9.
You plan, you move, He guides.
You cannot be guided if you never take a step.
God seems far more interested in our trust than our plans, said author Brant Hansen.
God does not promise to hand you the full picture. He promises to direct you as you move.
How this applies to building your career right now.
Let me hit you with a few practices more people should be talking about.
First, informational interviews matter more than you think. Reach out to people in fields you like and ask about their journey.
One student I worked with did this and landed 17 calls, 3 internships, and a career she loved. Second, see your first job as an investment. Your first job will not be your last job. Think stairs, not elevator. One woman wanted event planning but started in window sales. Not glamorous, but she built skills that eventually launched her into her dream role. Third, test the waters. Explore industries you never considered. Keep a like and dislike list. One student thought she loved people and entered human resources. After one summer she said, "I hate people now." They laughed, let her try other departments, and she discovered marketing. By 25 she was overseeing national food brands. Fourth, only plan for the next 3 to 5 years and eliminate the question, "What do I do for the rest of my life?" Scripture almost always talks about guidance in terms of steps, not lifetimes. I went from journalism to international finance, then into church ministry, then higher education, and now I'm leading a nonprofit. None of that was part of a lifelong plan. It was a series of faithful next steps. Think less about forever and more about what's right in front of you. Questions to wrestle with this week. Where have I been confusing clarity with faithfulness? What step have I been postponing because it feels too small to matter? Who might God want to use to shape my next step? Simple prayer to carry this week. God, I don't need to see the whole path. Help me trust you with my next step. Give me courage to move, instead of waiting. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week. Day 2, Psalm 37, 23-24. Day 3, James 1, 5. Day 4, Isaiah 30, 18-21. Day 5, Matthew 6, 31-34. Day 6, Hebrews 12, 11. Day 7, Lamentations 3, 31-33. Application for the week, 150-180 minutes. This week your goal is simple. Start conversations by doing informational interviews. Not networking in the cringy transactional sense. Curiosity-driven connection. Step 1. Identify 14 people. 2 per day for 7 days. Look on LinkedIn for people in fields you are interested in, even a little bit. Do not overthink this. Curiosity is enough. Step 2. Send a short, respectful message. You can copy and paste this and personalize it. Greetings. My name is, your name, and I'm studying your major at your university. You're in a field I'm exploring as an option for my future. Would you be open to meeting for 30 minutes, virtually or over coffee, to talk about your career journey? Some people will not respond. That is normal. This is not failure. Step 3. When you meet, ask these 4 questions. What was your journey? Our journey that led to your current position. What is the best and worst part of your job or industry? Is there anyone else in your network you recommend I talk to? Would you be willing to review my resume? This is not about impressing anyone. It is about learning, listening, taking steps. Movement creates momentum.